Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ Too Hot to Handle, and tonight we have a very special show lined up for you. I first want to remind our listeners at home we have an important programming change. I know a number of you were looking forward to our show on healing anal massage that Lance was going to offer. And those of you who downloaded the kits and ordered the items from the internet, I'm sorry, I know that you're lubed up and ready to go, but we'll have to defer that until next week, because tonight we have friend of the show, Sharon Mama Spell, and the delightful band of psychic drag punk rock stars from the future, Paul Lynn 451.
I should point out that the song you heard when the show first came on was actually a cut off of Paul Lynn 451's new album.
Is that right? I actually thought it was an extraterrestrial transmission so beautiful and perfect that it could not have been created by any earthling.
But, I mean, those two statements are not inconsistent, really. Remember, they're from the future.
Interesting. So, gentlemen, I understand that you came from the future. You come from a future where the sexes are segregated and transsexual cross-pollination is strictly prohibited by the law.
Did you call us gentlemen?
Wait, you called us gentlemen. We're ladies. We're fabulously beautiful.
Tell them how beautiful we look.
I have this hair piece that consists entirely of noodles. And see, this the shame
but
is that
the most beautiful
can see
noodles
this.
You've ever seen.
What? Exactly. Beautiful. Marie Antoinette.
He learned that technique in Vacation Bible School where you take noodles and spray paint and glue and then you make a fabulous wig from it.
That's true.
And he put scripture on the back.
It's really scratchy. Don't touch it.
Yes, that's true. We come from the future, a future world, and we've come to the past to save all you people.
Because the question, so the part I don't understand is that in the future, are you saying that is it a totalitarian human government that prevents this cross-gender,
yes.
Or is it robots?
It's humans. Humans screw things up more than any, you know, toaster could. That's what I tend to believe.
After being here for, what is it now, 3 years we've been here now?
Mm-hmm.
3 Earth years?
I kind of think.
Years.
I mean, we really don't have, like, detailed history books about way back here, you know. But I really think that it all must have started in some kind of marketing scheme.
Mm.
You know, because when you're here in, year 2000, I mean, do you really need black razors for men and pink razors for women? It seems like you started it all, you know, through marketing and trying to divide and conquer and sell twice as much stuff by convincing people that you can't shave a woman's private parts with the same razor you would shave
That's
a man's
true.
Private parts.
Are you asking me?
No.
I'm just...
Well, that's what we're trying to stop.
Preaching
that's
the gospel.
I'm buying up all the pink razors.
So you're
myself.
Telling me that in the future, razors are asexual and completely made of chrome.
Oh, no.
No, they're
no,
even
no.
more...
It's
see,
even
that started
more elaborate.
The whole thing.
That's
oh, okay.
I mean, that might be part of the tradition might have started
right.
economically.
See, they... Yeah. in the future, only they're even like... razors that are, you know, religious segregated. So you have Protestant and Catholic razors, you know. The Protestant razors are allowed to use little plastic sheaths over them. What?
Might I add, the host is slowly undressing as the show evolves.
No, I don't know.
Well, but, frequent listeners will know that will come as no surprise to frequent listeners.
Should we introduce everyone?
Maybe? Oh.
Well, please, if you want to get all controlling, why don't you go ahead.
Well, I do.
Please,
first,
take control.
Well, I'll just go down the laundry list of names of people. Trisha Christ Superstar.
That's me.
And Grand Army of the Republic.
That would be me.
And Claudine.
Hi, baby.
And...
Wella Balsam.
No, it's Bombay Sapphire. This
Sapphire
is our new
Bombay.
Drummer.
No. It's Bombay Sapphire is an intoxicating beverage for people of this century.
Well, right.
This Gucci Mama is
she's blue Sapphire because Bombay. She's erotic and she's intoxicating because she is. But she's replaced our other drummer who had to go back to the future. Actually, I think our other drummer went to the past, the far past, to try to, you know.
Our other drummer went somewhere base. Even worse. Our other drummer right. went to California.
Oh, yes.
I thought he joined a separatist community.
A trillion.
Sorry.
As a disinterested observer, I'd just like to point out that if you're wondering, yes, our guests do have the looks to back up those torch song voices.
Thank you very much.
These
Thank
cups
you.
Are real.
So
real grapefruit.
You guys are a band, and the question
we
that always
band yet. like, no. We're a band in the future.
Well, that involves complicated temporal questions, right? But so someday you'll become a band. And so the question that brings to mind for me is, someday will you have groupies?
We already have
groupies. We do have groupies.
Tell them about our groupies.
We have quite a lot of lesbian talent. Groupies.
We have these beautiful young women who come to our shows and dance right in front of us and yell out their song, their favorite songs.
Is Mama one of them? Is that how you met?
Mama kind of stands in the back. You know, Mama's a clown.
Mama's performed with us when we had that one talent show. When we performed with her before.
But she's not up front shaking her thing and saying,
you know, we're
my
allowed
little
to say
pony.
Some
I don't
of
have
the
to
truth.
Shake my thing. My thing just kind of shakes on its own. I don't have to worry about that.
You don't need any sort of thing shaking
machine.
We played
actually three shows together, I think. Mm.
Yeah, and well, Thursday night, this band in the future band that now has groupies has a show.
Well, Thursday is the future. Perhaps they'll become
oh, that's
a band
true.
By then.
Oh, it's we too complex for
me. We came farther back than 4 days or 3 days or whatever. I can't remember.
You carry the one.
So you were talking of April 20th, Mama?
Right, on April 20th, they're performing at the 31st Street Pub.
Okay, what time?
Sweet Sesame Lassie, that's in 2 days, Mama.
Right.
Party
right.
starts when you get
nine
there.
So listeners, start planning now.
When it starts.
And it's 21 and over.
You don't show up early, you'll miss our fabulous
21 over. So... those of you who have been putting off getting the fake ID, go get it now.
Right.
So you can be ready for Thursday.
Don't delay.
Clarification, it's where?
At the 31st Street Pub.
And it's a variety show.
And it's on 31st.
So I'll be performing that night, but in more of a hostess capacity to welcome the children, you know, make the children feel at home, read
wait,
them
is,
stories.
Is the band the
songs.
Children or is the
you're,
audience?
You're referring to your breasts.
The children are the children, and the children are our future.
We're part of the Save the Pittsburgh Children Fund.
So Sharon Mama Spell, you did such a fantastic job of introducing Paul in 451. I'm not sure anyone introduced you, fabulous comic, gorgeous fashion plate, and template for a new humanity, Sharon Mama Spell, who is an internationally recognized comedian celebrity in her own right.
And you can find out more about me at my website, www.mamarama.net.
I love that today. It's good.
Was MamaRama.com taken?
Yes, it was. By a ChickClick.com, which already had a web address, ChickClick.com. Hmm. And they took MamaRama.com, so I have to have... It's all right, because I'm the net that catches the joke. And MamaRama.net. It's all about butterflies out there. And
I had more
space.
Of the fast-moving excitement of High Ally in mind.
See, I don't play sports.
Who's high?
I thought it was like a boxing thing. Hi, Muhammad Ali.
Where's the sex? I thought we were here to talk about sex.
No, I want to talk about how beautiful we are.
Yeah.
I think that's what we need
when
to
are
talk
you getting naked?
We are naked.
But no, not all of you.
Anytime they want us to.
Really?
Okay, get naked.
I'm naked.
Right
I
now.
Have my strap on.
I mean, it is show tradition for people to periodically undress throughout the show. So if you want to take off an item of clothing.
See, the thing is, he was wearing a transparent strap on, which is what threw me off. Cause I
it was actually.
Now that you're moving,
bait.
It picks up the light.
It's actually a fishing lure. But,
who
you know,
wears
I've
short
transferred
shorts?
The red wiggler, number five.
So, DJ, too hot to handle. I've never heard guests offer to get naked. And you not pursue it immediately?
Well, I'm actually it's altered my expected paradigm. I mean, normally, I guess being from
paradigm.
The future, you're so far advanced that
I got a paradigm.
That the
20 cents.
That the cultural tradition that I hate.
Yeah, but we've been in Pittsburgh.
That $1.05 will get you bus fare.
We've been in Pittsburgh for 3 years. We've regressed. Oh. We're no longer futuristic. We're stuck here now.
So do we want to take phone calls from our groupies?
We sure do.
We should
Where's
remind
all
our
two
listeners,
of you, all two
the groupies
of
Paul in 451, that our phone number here is 621-9728.
Did you say 621 or 621?
Sorry, I said 621.
Do you think we'll get some rude callers?
Hopefully.
Only, I mean, probably not since our producer's pretty good at...
I hope we get some Randy callers.
You'll get Randy callers.
Same difference.
Or if you're on the CMU campus, dial 89728.
Already.
It may not be. It could be the station manager calling to complain. It may not necessarily be a question.
Shorts.
The station manager's jealous that he or she isn't here. I bet you.
So I actually have to ask the band a question. I don't know if we've got a caller or not, but I'm concerned about. You come from the future where the male and female lines are very strictly drawn, but what? So I understand the argument about gender, but what about sexuality? Is the future entirely heteronormative?
Oh, yes. Definitely, yes. Vanilla, sex, on the back, turn off the lights,
missionary position.
And you know that nature, you know that nature versus
pray for
nurture
morning.
Stuff?
Oh, boy, do I. Oh, excuse me. We have a
caller. Caller can wait. Should we answer the question first?
Well,
no, on this show, the callers always come first.
Yes.
So is the caller on the air? Hello, is the caller on the air?
What are you wearing, caller?
We're not hearing the caller. Right, well, it seems like we're dealing with a momentary technical glitch. So if our producer is trying to
work it out,
and meanwhile, while the producer is cross-circuiting to B, and by the way, caller, if we do lose you, please do call back. This is just a moment. Oh, but it looks like we have lost you. I'm very sorry. Mm-hmm. The powerful level of sexual pheromones in this room has actually sorted out one of our primary phone circuits. And so please do call back. We want to hear from all of you. 621-9728.
Is there estrogen messing with the lines again?
No. So we might as well let the band answer the question at the table.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, from the future, you know, point of view, that nature versus nurture question doesn't really make any difference. See, they have scientific ways to detect nature. And they kill them when they're born.
They almost all the deviants.
They didn't get every one of us.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that slip through.
You escaped.
You know, that nurture thing, they'll detect you.
So you're claiming you were this way at birth and not as a result of some post-adolescent nuclear waste leak?
No, we got this way by smarts.
Yes. It just makes sense.
We nurtured ourselves.
We're beyond, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you one more time. I think the caller's on the air this time. Thank you for calling back. Hello, caller.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah, it's a long-time listener, first-time caller. So I was wondering...
Is this Foghorn Leghorn?
I'm sorry.
Lance asked whether you were Foghorn Leghorn.
No, sir. Dishonoring me, sir. I'm going to come down and slap your silly head in.
It is Foghorn Leghorn. I do declare. Are you from south of the Manson-Nixon line?
From
oh, Mason. Believe me, man, the Mason-Dixon line extends far north.
Fiddle-dee-me, how dare you?
A lot further north than you believe now, man. Let me tell you.
What is your question, caller?
But the reason I was calling, I was wondering what Trisha's love life status might be, and I was wondering if a lovely lady like herself would care to go out with a southern gentleman like myself and show her around the town, you know.
You're Southern, sir. Are you from Mount Lebanon?
No, ma'am. I'm from the East End. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Don't let my accent throw you off now. We all talk like this out on East End now. And I also wonder about that lovely percussionist they have, that new one. I was looking into that, maybe seeing if maybe we can, you know, have some kind of double date, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Good Lord.
Are you praying, sir?
I'm not going to give you any money for liquor or marijuana cigarettes. I can tell you that up front.
Sir, it doesn't have to be that way. I've only have one thing on my mind, and I think you might know what it might be.
I see.
Sir, I can tell you were not raised right.
Good Lord.
Boy, you need a whipping.
If you look like the colonel, I'm not even going to touch you with a 10-foot.
No, actually, I look like my counterpart, the meat clown, if you know what I'm, if you know what I'm saying. Yes, sir. I have fabulous red hair, wavy red hair that I bet you'd love to run your fingertips through now.
Do you have a red bush?
And believe me.
Do the curtains match the carpet, sir?
Yes, sir?
You encourage children to eat your meat? Oh, man.
How dare you? Trisha would rather die than go out behind the woodshed with you, sir.
That's what I'd rather not get into right now, ma'am. But I do have horse stables at my back here. I tell you, I spend many of my time out there, many moons out there, if you know what I mean.
You know who we're talking to? It's Larry Flint. Larry Flint has called in to talk to us.
No, good Lord, he's a pornographer. I do not support that in any sort of way now.
Does that on the radio thing apply to people that call from their homes?
No.
They're allowed to drink.
Yeah, they're allowed to drink and call in, as long as we educate them in the
DJ. See, we forget what's illegal and what's not illegal here in the past.
DJ, too much to handle. This whole exchange is confusing me so much. I think the man is calling from the future.
No. He's calling from the past, obviously.
Yeah, it's Larry Flint, circa 1978. Right after
I tell you, I'm not about that now. I'm not about that in any sort of way now. I can guarantee you that, my scout's honor, if you know what I mean,
Sir, what scout's
three fingers,
you remember?
Three finger honor, if
Troop
you know what I mean.
666, I believe, maybe.
No. The three finger honor, if you know what I mean. Actually,
I don't believe the show does know.
I honor sometime with these fine young ladies. Now I'm going to go down and enjoy the rest of the show, and I'm hoping many of the other callers might be calling in.
I'll be waiting around outside for you, sir.
Oh yes, sir. You can't miss me.
You sound like someone I want to meet.
You can't miss me with my flaming red hair. I see out on the streets now. Bye bye.
And here I thought it was Mortimer Snerd.
So I'm afraid the show has to plead ignorance of future concepts of honor, such as three fingered honor. Would somebody like to explain
that? That's a Boy Scout honor, the three fingered honor.
Oh, okay. I thought it was two fingered.
Well, yeah, but he's talking about three fingered because we're.
Is that better than the two fingered honor? Or even more?
We're strong enough for men.
This is the Boy Scout. it's the Boy Scout pledge, and it made a big, big comeback in the century before ours, and it's still going strong.
Comeback. He's talking about manual masturbation. I just thought I'd
as opposed to the machine masturbation of the future.
Right. Automatic masturbation, which would be the Snoopy electric toothbrush. Bristle side down, up, well, depending which way you hold it. But,
with mint toothpaste.
Get it, Snoopy.
Or
with mint toothpaste, right? A nice,
get it, freshening,
mint flavor is always good.
That reminds me of the time that
Woodstock.
That reminds me of the time that you were on stage. And Aldrilia had the toothbrush, and you went, "Give me that toothbrush!" And you grabbed it and sat on it and broke it.
No, Aldrilia broke the toothbrush. She broke my toothbrush.
Aldrilia.
She was singing punk rock Barbie, and she broke my toothbrush. And I came out from the drums and picked it up, and it was broken. That was the only prop I didn't break. I break all the props because I can't have nice things.
Just to clarify,
Adrilia was the former drummer before Wella Balsam, Chelsea Sapphire Bombay.
Right. She was clan of cave drummer.
Well, I'd like to get into the Spinal Tap-like drummer situation a little later, but first I believe we have a phone call.
Another.
Greetings, caller. Did you have a question, comment, or concern for Pauline 451?
And or Mama.
I probably got a little bit of everything for them. I got questions, I got concerns, I got a whole lot of stuff.
Is this Myron Cope?
Well, please, by all means, please proceed. I like how we're actually taking kind of a tour of the various accents of our rich land.
What happened was, I'm a local police officer, and I went out to one of their concerts one time. I saw these ladies live in concert one time.
Mm-hmm. Were we not beautiful?
Oh yeah, that's the problem. It was very beautiful.
My question is, do they move as sexy as they look?
Yes, they was very sexy. They is very beautiful, and the problem is, I was quite turned on by the guitarist. And I was hearing some rumors around the precinct about them, and they're trying to tell me, my buddies down in the precinct was trying to tell me that these women, they might not necessarily be women. And I was real freaked out, and I'm just kind of curious, because I heard somewhere that if you are attracted to gay men, or if maybe gay men is attracted to you, that might mean that you're gay yourself, even though you might be married.
Right. Well, that's precisely correct. That was proven a couple of years ago. There's an article in Nature about that. But so So I have that question. I want to get to your other questions, but I want to ask you about this trend that you see in your own police department. Do you see this strict genderification, these strict boundary lines between male, female, heterosexual, and homosexual, to be a harbinger of the beginning of the robot holocaust that will cause
Paladin
451 to come to the past and try to rescue our society?
Of course.
Is it possible that you or your direct descendants are actually going to be the evil warlord that actually starts the chain of events that causes
Well, a lot of people come down on us, try to say, you know, police officers.
I have that problem every day.
I don't. I would like to increase people coming down on me.
Well, see, I think, you know, police officers, they get a bad rap. And, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to do, actually, what I was asking about before, because if you just think that I'm really, you know, homosexual and all, I was thinking about having, like, this big outing, you know, and, like, we can call it, like, the policeman's ball or something. It's like, kind of like a policeman's ball. You call it maybe, like, policeman's balls. And we can have a whole bunch of cops come out of closet, because I know... You know, I'm in the Shire, Don Precinct, and I see these guys in the Shire.
Heather, I'm sure Paul Lynn would love to play it.
That'd be real wild, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
Don't
talking about.
Heather, I'm sure Paul Lynn would love to play it.
That'd be real wild, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
Don't
talking
fight
about.
The feeling, baby.
I'm always interested in policemen's balls.
So. That'd be real wild, yeah. We can do something, do it out in Shenley Park or something.
Yeah,
I think that'd be real
wild.
We can
hang out.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just throwing some, you know, maybe get some information or something I can get from Yins. And we can throw a big concert, and we can have a big policeman's ball and have a lot of fun.
Well, I'm actually a little bit worried about this. I mean, aren't you afraid that if you do adopt the homosexual lifestyle so fully, you might actually change your future actions? You might not settle down and get married to a female who you don't actually truly love, but have children anyway. And you'll affect the timeline and perhaps prevent Paul Lynn 451 from ever being born.
Uh-oh.
No. I never thought of that. I think I thought maybe we can change things. That, you know, in the future, things will be a lot nicer. And you know, if we can get police officers and politicians and that to come out,
you know,
then maybe we won't have all these problems. And then maybe we won't have to have, you know, I'm not that I don't want Poland to come back from the future to, you know, to our present time and fix. But if, you know, I'm just trying to change the future for the better.
Right,
a noble goal.
we're public servants. You know, we are. You know, you take the oath, you get the badge, you get the gun. We're public servants. I'm just trying to help out.
I really don't see his genetic line coming to the future and affecting the future very much. I really think that this one is a real live gay police officer, the type that, you know, became a police officer because of this 70s group, the Village People.
Well, yeah, I was trying to get pink police outfits, uniforms done up. You know, everybody, all the policemen in pink and the mustaches and all that.
Wouldn't that make it harder to sneak up on the bad guys?
Well, not necessarily, because we'd sneak up from behind. They wouldn't see us coming. Unless they would like to see us coming, because I know some people are into that.
God bless the police.
Here's your billy club.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'd use that billy club like real wild.
So caller, can we summarize your call by saying you're a cop and you're afraid you might be gay, and
well,
that you
I'm
and all cops
afraid anymore. I think you've
that's
like
right. I think we've really worked
turned
with something
him from
here.
The beginning
yeah,
of the.
I bet the best thing for you to do is to come to the Paul Lynn 451 release party coming up this
come
Thursday.
Come down on Thursday and wear your uniform, yes. And nobody will even know you're
hit.
A cop.
Join hands.
Yeah, thanks. I'm gonna. All right.
So anything else? Is there anything else we can do for you, caller?
There's a lot you can do for me. But, yeah, we'll talk
is
about
there any,
that
is there anything else
concert.
We can do for you over the narrow bandwidth of a telephone line?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that on the air, you know.
Okay, thanks for calling, Colin.
You know, this is an all-ages program. I'm sure. So, you know, we'll talk about it tomorrow at the concert, okay?
That would be Thursday at the 31st Street.
Thursday night, right? After. All right, we'll be there.
No fantastic.
I'll shine up my boots and my badge for you.
What right. You going to do?
Definitely I'll bring my stick.
The club.
Yeah, and breathe in when you stick it in.
I'll bring my stick and my handcuffs.
What you going to do when we come for you? That's all I want to know.
I'll bring my handcuffs. All right. Have fun, lovely ladies.
Thank you.
So I want to thank the caller very much for calling. And if any other members of the armed forces or the law enforcement community want to call in, our phone number is 621-9728.
We should take pains to welcome EMTs, ambulance drivers, other members of the emergency service.
Yeah, and you know, it sounded like he was from Swissvale. If there are any Swissvale police officers listening, they can call in as well.
I'm sorry, did I step on the phone number? I forget.
You always do. I mean,
no, I think we stepped on it.
Me.
Hey.
Trisha did.
Sorry.
621-9728.
So I have a question. Clearly our listeners have some idea of the way Paul Lynde 451 acts as individuals. I want to know what they're like as a band. What's the music all about? And specifically, what does it have to say about sex?
Ooh.
I can feel that one.
Who's first? You.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go.
Go, Claudine.
The only time I'll get to talk. we have a song called The Sincerest Form of Flattery, which is based on a comment that Paul Lynde actually made in an interview. Which is, what happened was the interviewer did an imitation of Paul Lynde for him, and he said, oh, you do that pretty well, because he was wagging his head back and forth, kind of the way Trisha does and is doing right now. And the guy said to Paul Lynde, well, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And Paul Lynde said, honey, the sincerest form of flattery is a blowjob. So that's what the song is all about. It kind of.
Do you sing it in that Paul Lynde voice?
I sing everything in this voice. This is the voice God gave me.
The only voice he has, people.
For our listeners who are unfamiliar with Paul Lynde, we should perhaps mention that he's a sort of notable TV character actor. Mm-hmm. He appeared on Bewitched a lot.
Bye Bye Birdie.
He was all Square. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was a regular in Hollywood.
Templeton the Rat.
He was on what?
Fanny Flagstaff.
I've never.
I didn't know there was such a.
No.
So.
Well, we'll have to. Hunt that one
but
down.
He was interesting, partially because he seemed so.
Queenie.
He seemed so queenie, right. Especially for the 60s and 70s on television.
Right. He was part of the great gay 70s comedian trinity,
consisting of
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Them.
Yeah.
Right, Charles Nelson Reilly, Paul Lynde, and Rip Taylor.
Nobody knew that Agnes Moorehead was gay until she died.
Who? What?
Agnes Moorehead and Dora.
She was gay.
Yeah.
Wow. That was obvious to anybody who was paying attention.
Was one of the Darrens gay?
And Ethel Merman.
Yeah. Okay. I think both of them were. The second one, definitely. And he's still alive to talk about it.
And, well, that's back to the music. The song started.
Yeah, the song is about the sincere form of flattery being a blowjob.
All right.
Well, I mean, I think that's a position the show can solidly get behind, in front of, or around.
A lot of the song lyrics are, once again, you know, kind of about gender equality or, like, the concept that people should just ignore their gender and not be constantly obsessed with, I'm a man. I'm a woman.
And yet you here play up your femininity with your dress so much that I'm nearly overwhelmed.
Uh-huh. Well, if you start out like we started out, you have to make a supreme effort to become a beauty queen.
True.
And why aren't you willing to make that effort? Anyways, I believe we have a phone call.
Me?
No, I was talking to our DJ.
Hello.
You don't sound like a woman.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? My name's Biff. All right, I'm playing this skinhead band around here. We call it Shuttlecock. I was wondering if you boys would like to play with us. You know, maybe,
trying to arrange
a few balls around and, come a few chords, drink a few beers. We can fill each other up, dance with each other.
I think that's great. I've always thought skinheads were extremely homoerotic. I mean, just
the name skinhead. What are you talking about, homo? No.
You're not a gay skinhead band with the name Shuttlecock?
Gay? What are you doing?
Are you claiming to be heteronormative?
What are you talking about, gay? Hey, I like my boys, you know. We hang out with each other. We go out drinking every night, and, we hang out with each other, and that's all we do. We see each other, we hang around, we pat each other on the heads and on the ass every now and again. I wouldn't say that's gay now, would you? Well, we also like to
You have girlfriends?
We also like to hide in the dark room with each other and like to feel around. things, like, you know, five.
What do you drink, Harvey Wallbangers? Grasshoppers? What kind of girly pink drinks do you drink, baby?
Wait, so you have girlfriends then?
I like buttery nipples, personally.
Hey, you know, those creamy drinks will make you queer.
Hey, we played with buttery nipples one time. Oh, no, wait, that was Tri-Bait.
So, wait, you do date girls, then?
No, I just hang out with the boys. That's all we do, you know, on a, you know, Friday
night. You never hang out with girls.
No, but a man has needs that are often best fulfilled by a woman. That doesn't play, come to the picture.
I'm sorry. I'm too stupid. I can't hear you.
We're too fast for you.
No, I said, you know, every man has his needs, and sometimes those needs, for some men at least, are best met by a woman.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You know, because, you know, I ask the boys, if, we're always hanging out with each other, you know, and sometimes, you know, we get all hyped up. You know what we do for a good, you know, on Saturday nights, okay? Just to say Saturday nights, we sit around the room here, we lift weights, and we listen to the Cro-Mags all night, you know, and every once in a while, you know, it's just like, I find myself being aroused, but, you know, I think it's just the Cro-Mags music that does that to me, you know? I don't know, I'm going to go, I see it on the show on Thursday. You can't miss me. I'm wearing a pink flight jacket. And my pants don't have any ass in the back, all right? You can't miss me. I'll talk to y'all later.
Right, and you can find out more about this at www.mamarama.net.
More about what? About not being able to have your needs met by a woman, or
pink
more about the band?
Jacket,
all of it. Any of it.
Homoerotic
starving
skinheads.
In a garret?
Yes.
Wow.
The starving
issues.
Mrs. Garrett, most importantly.
What's the starving Mrs. Garrett?
Well, you have to go and see.
Well,
I clicked on it today.
Please. I'm curious.
There is an article written about me when I was in college, and it has to do with starving Mrs. Garrett. So. It's on my news page.
Well,
Mrs. Garrett is the wife of the Hawaii 5-0 police guy, Jack Garrett.
Wasn't she on Facts of Life?
No, she was the Facts of Life.
Oh, she was the headmistress, the supervisor.
She was the
with the flaming red hair
woman from Different Strokes. The
she used to
the Drummond House of
and you were somehow responsible for her death through starvation.
No. No.
Well, we brought it up. She was
no delinquents.
No, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to give it away. Don't want to give it away.
Much that we appreciate
I'll sell it, but I won't give it away.
Much that this show appreciates the concept of the teaser, we really don't like to leave our listeners hanging, especially those of our listeners out in West Virginia with no access to the Internet.
Mama interrupted.
Or reading materials.
Can you say that?
What, reading materials?
No.
Or pissed off West Virginians? Is that the
yeah.
No access to libraries.
You know, the interesting thing about the show is that tomorrow I'm not going to be able to tell whether it really happened or whether I just overdosed on my Effexor again.
Well, when you roll over and you see me there, you'll know.
It's probably because of the reality distortion induced by the time travel, I would think. Right. So does the time travel actually – I mean, I am feeling a certain level of sexual arousal right now.
I think you're really harping on this time travel thing. Look, we're here now. Deal with us.
We're here.
You're our first guest from the future.
We're here.
We're queens. Get used to it.
We're here. Right. We're vague.
Should we play another song?
No. We should – wait. Can we get back to the music question?
I already answered that.
You talked about a song that was primarily about blowjobs. Basically, it's a pro-blowjob song, right? So
that's all it's about.
But what about the music itself? Sort of how would you describe it?
I would say that it's kind of like drag punk. I mean, in that what you would imagine, the punk that you would imagine drag queens playing. I mean, no, it's sort of a draggy, very sort of 70s punk as opposed to, like, really fast hardcore.
Keeping it old
very,
school.
And, you know, I mean, there's my great voice that, you know, connections will always be made with the B-52s and Ethel Merman.
Well, the hair.
There are lots
with
of
the B-52s,
there hair, jingles. Right. There are lots of jingles implanted so that people will remember them and work on them in their subconscious. Just like the jingle in shampoo. Wear a shampoo that acts like a conditioner. Wear a shampoo that acts like a conditioner.
Yeah.
It's boring into their heads. You know?
Right. Well, we take, you know, the propaganda of advertising and switch mm-hmm. around the messages. You know, we're a shampoo that acts like a conditioner is a metaphor for drag. And
okay, again, run that by me one more time and slow it down.
Oh, we're a shampoo that's like a conditioner. We're a shampoo that acts like a conditioner.
Ah, oh, I get it.
Okay.
See?
So as a shampoo, you cleanse away the cultural paradigm.
Well, shampoo, okay.
When Tricia sings, shampoo is strong and never wrong, it gets out what America gets into. That's us.
Right, that's the male aspect. Wait, there's the masculine and feminine, the butch and the butch and
shampoo, conditioner.
The shampoo and conditioner, right.
Are we talking leave-in conditioner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Well, we're the shampoo that acts like a conditioner, so it wouldn't really be leave-in.
No, I guess
it would
you'd
be
have to
like
wash it
you
out,
would
right.
wash it out.
But you're not trying to apply.
Well, but that's another line of the song. Leave us in or wash us out, it don't make no difference. Uh-huh. So, you know, we would probably eventually play that song so they can know what we're talking about. But, I mean, it's the. You would really have to study the song for several years to get all the nuances.
I'm getting that feeling.
I mean, that's what I think a lot of our music is about. It's not as simple as one, you know, this is good, this is bad. My Little Pony, right, as Connie Lingus is motioning over there. My Little Pony is about, you know, the what I would call adultery, which is the worship of the adult over the pre-adult form in society. But it's also about, it's about I will never be a woman because of My Little Pony, because I'm so attached to these toys that I want to give them up.
So do we all have an inner My Little Pony?
I don't.
Not all of us. But no, then.
Well, the I mean, I would imagine only some of us would have an outer
right,
My Little
in the
Pony.
Little girl, you know, growing up. But the other, you know, the double entendre is like, I'll never be a woman because of My Little Pony, my, you know, sexual organ. But that's just, you know. It's multifaceted. Okay, it's a real talk.
So the philosophy really gets people at our shows more so than the music. The music is secondary because the comment I've gotten at a lot of our shows
from
the groupies is, you guys were really great, and your songs were good too.
Indeed.
So do you think of yourself as cultural terrorists first, primarily? Cultural terrorists from the future, primarily, and musicians from the future, second?
No, yeah, that sounds like some
basically,
well,
I mean,
I
it's
a
tool.
Terrorist mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Because we're trying to repair the past.
Right, I mean, music.
I'm just looking
music
for action.
Music is music, but it's primarily our message.
Should we? Well, I believe we've got a song lined up. What was the song you guys wanted to play? Do you want to set this up?
Dragquake.
What? Dragquake?
Yeah.
Dragquake is, you know, the continental plates. Earthquakes is a metaphor for drag.
It is kind
of sedimentary value.
An invocation in the third verse to, you know, have people pay attention to and think about Paul Lind and realize that they can be as wacky as they want and still be a success and have everybody love them.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, play Tectonics, Drag Queens, and Paul Lind. We had a minus 10 problem, which will resolve in a couple of minutes. So,
well, I wonder if something is wrong with the CD.
Shh! Bite your tongue, Arlent.
Well, in the meantime, maybe we can talk about the variety show aspect that's going on Thursday night, because not only will we appear that evening, but also a great entertainer of Italian-American descent, Gino Fitoli, will be in attendance. And in performance, what exactly is he doing? He's playing the Bachelor, the dating game, right?
He's going to be the Bachelor in the dating game segment of the variety show.
Who's going to be the host of the dating game?
Mama is going to be the host, and we have three wonderful contestants. We have Specky the Duck, Coochie, who is a talking vagina dentata, and Yukon Pete, who's a woodsman from the Allegheny National Forest.
Yeah. Specky the Duck is the speculum duck, who's a kids show host who teaches children about hymens and the gynecology and, you know.
What show is that?
The Specky the Duck show. Of course. It's, you know, there's a theme song and everything, and I keep breaking Specky.
So for our listeners that want to hear the Specky the Duck show, they should tune into.
Well, there's actually a track that includes a theme song of the Specky the Duck show, which I don't know what is the title of that track? The Voice of God?
It's called This Is Your Life.
This Is Your Life.
So for those interested in Specky the Duck, they should either pick up a copy of the CD.
Right.
And no better place to do that than at the CD release party coming up this Thursday at the 31st Street Post.
How much are the CDs?
Films by Pittsburgh filmmakers and Drag King by Zoe Wolverine from Kitty Pryde and the Shadow Cats.
And a wonderful Greece, book called
Modi Lemon.
It's got everything.
Lemon, yeah.
Modi Lemon is the
Oh, and we have a big cake coming for everyone to eat that's shaped like a coochie.
Coochie cake?
Coochie cake, yes.
Ooh.
My glasses. See, take you guys out of the repressive future and you just go hog wild.
Well, that's the point. We got to shake things up.
We've arrived.
Yeah. Now we're back to drag quick again.
So are we ready for the song? Okay, we're going to try this again. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, Drag Quick by the Pollen 451.
Hold me.
There's a little bit of Anarchy in the UK in the chorus there.
Yeah, there is a little in all of our songs.
Or more Fred Schneider. Love Shack.
No.
Monster.
That's a myth.
So have you guys indeed quit your jobs so you could shake all day? Or is the man still keeping
you
out?
I did.
Hasn't worked a day in her life. Just getting by on her good looks.
Well, yeah.
Hey, if you've got it,
I can. Exactly.
Right. I mean, I do have to wonder whether the shaking all day was a conscious choice or actually a degenerative neurological condition.
Oh, we don't think about it that deeply. We just.
I mean, do you think it's the sign of the robot holocaust, some sort of nerve gas that's affected the entire population?
Well,
perhaps it's another kind of warning.
I hate the future. I left the future.
It's really
why do you think we left it?
Yeah, we don't want to think about the future.
It's really
it was traumatizing.
That shake thing when you're not wearing any underwear.
Ooh. Which we aren't, because we're all naked. Right? Except for those jumper cables that you're wearing.
Wow. Why do drag queens wear jumper cables?
Well, I don't know, Claudine. Why? She said Oregon.
That's another part of the show.
There are a lot of inside jokes.
You can't leave us hanging like that.
What?
If you're gonna take us to the Catskills, take us all the way there.
Well,
tell the joke. Come on, tell the joke.
Tell us some filthy jokes, Claudine.
Well, don't make them too filthy.
No, they're not filthy at all.
Well, you won't get you busted. The producer's giving me a dirty look, so I'll keep it.
Come on. There's another call. Hurry up. Come on.
What's better than a rose on my piano?
We don't know, Claudine. What?
Two lips on my organ.
She said organ.
Will we see the comedy stylings of Claudine at the variety show?
Oh, yeah.
Same joke
we
every
can't,
show.
Right, we can't stop
plus
her.
Plus a few other ones, too.
Yeah. We have another call.
Only put them through.
Oh, wait, that's your job. I'm sorry.
The what?
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Didn't you tell that?
The A? Oh,
you don't
yeah.
Have to tell that, but that was really great.
I'll tell that one on Thursday.
I was wondering, Trisha, if I may ask you some beauty tips. I've been in the public eye a lot recently,
Professor
and I'm looking
Stephen
for a
Paul,
way
and
to.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like the guy from Scream to me.
I am looking for a way to glamour myself up some. Some people tell me that I am a stiff shirt.
All right, hang on, Carl. This little game of yours might work on other radio shows.
Excuse me.
I can't help but notice that you're some kind of robotic simulacrum of a human being sent
from
the future
Rich Little.
To try to destroy Paul Lynn.
Rich Little didn't mean Paul Lynn.
Excuse me, my name is Janet. I am calling from Washington, D.C.
It won't work, alien robot from the future. You've seen.
Oh, no, they
to your game.
No, they usually call Al Gore the robot. They call me the Attorney General.
And they call me the Space Cowboy.
You said this, Maurice. You said this guy was Stephen Jayhawking. Now, what's Jayhawking?
I thought I'd explain that to you when you turned 12. Now, this is not the time or place this comes on the radio.
No, he's a speaking math, actually.
So, anyways, horrible robot from the future, to summarize your question,
do
you want to know how you can be a little more glamorous to maybe impress some of the lady robots?
Yes, some people tell me that I have no femininity whatsoever when I'm on television.
Well, that's a problem.
And I'm dealing with small Cuban children, and they say that I'm very frightening.
This is Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah.
Anyways, no, I think your problems really stem from being a robot. It's possible that your creator did not activate your emotion chip.
Do you also make toast?
I'm sorry.
You double as a vibrator. Same vibrator.
Ooh.
These instruments you speak of are foreign to me.
Yes.
I am but a simple cave
toast
robot.
Instead of My Little Pony birthing parlor. My Little Pony toast parlor?
You're,
what are you talking about?
You're
Little Holly Homemaker.
What?
This is what happens when you invite five people on a show.
Guacamole makes a beautiful face mask. That's all I have to say. He hung up.
Well, that's all you needed to know.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened was that, you know, as I've learned from decades of science fiction shows, if you ever say anything illogical to a robot, their circuits overload and burn out. And
right.
Yeah.
It's true.
So it's traditional on the show to ask our guests to do two things. First is to disrobe and do a sexy dance for me, DJ Too Hot to Handle, which you've all failed both separately and in the aggregate.
We look so good with our clothes on, though. You don't want to see us with our clothes on.
No,
I disagree. They've offered repeatedly and strenuously to completely disrobe.
My problem is I have a shoe fetish, and you took your shoes off, so you blew it right there. I'm sorry.
And actually, it's funny, you've also managed to disrupt the second tradition of the show, which is we ask our guests to psychically predict the future.
But there's no point. You know the future.
We've talked enough about the future.
Yes, I'm sick of the future.
But we have one person in this room who's not from the future.
Mama. She's from the past.
Interesting.
May I help you?
Well, actually, we can use the combination of the two of you, of someone who's from the future and someone who's just telepathic about the future, to answer the following question. Mm. In the future, when fully articulated thousand penis suits, prehensile penis suits are going to be common. When it'll be it'll,
what, they're going to be as cheap as lollipops. It's the future technology.
You know, it's going to be very fashionable for men and women to wear these suits, which actually have thousands of wagging prehensile penises. And when that does become a reality, as you know it will.
Isn't the plural of penises peni?
Either is accepted in common use.
Let's get to the question part.
Yeah, was there a question in there?
Yeah, if you already know the future, why bother?
So, I think the real question here is how will a nation of men and a nation of women all wearing, you know, the penis suits affect gender dynamics?
Exactly. I mean, today's society is already accused of being a little bit excessively phallocentric. What happens when that's multiplied by a thousandfold when there's penises literally everywhere? I mean, Kathy Lee Gifford's great great grandchildren are going to be.
Do you remember that?
And by the way, I would like to point out that one of Kathy Lee Gifford's descendants is sitting in this room right now as we speak. I don't want to point fingers or name names.
Is it Cassidy or Cody?
So anyway, that was an interesting question that you just asked, DJ Too Hot to Handle. And I would like to begin my answer by saying that I missed you at Sunday school this last Sunday. We had a very nice time. We had a guest speaker who talked about such issues as keeping your private matters to yourself and pray about those things. We also had donuts and coffee. And we had a great time, and we would love to see you at Sunday school next Sunday.
So if I interpret your answer correctly, you're saying that people wear ponchos to cover the thousand penises on their suits.
See. That is correct.
I don't remember anything like those penis suits from the future, do you?
No, I think that they were outlawed hundreds of years ago.
They were at Kmart, I think, but nobody ever went and got them. I think they were in the bargain bins. They just, like, were completely unpopular.
No,
they were with the Kathy Ireland collection.
That was from the phase of, we're not going to do drugs anymore. We're going to create robots that act like drugs. And the suit was kind of a robot suit. That
well,
had these
right,
pencil.
I mean, they were peanut.
They were too
right.
droopy.
Right, well, they were kind of like the Michael Jackson jackets. Like, they served no purpose. There were a lot of them, but there were, like, zippers that opened to nothing, basically.
You couldn't get anything
and,
done.
And, right, they were useless. They were just sort of
a drug and
right.
banned.
They didn't function, so people eventually thought these are dumb.
Now we know. The question of what happens to a world with a thousand penis suits has haunted the show
the
for
government
years.
Bans them because yeah. they act like a drug suit.
Well, I can't help but think that the breakthrough work that you've done here in the 20th century has actually altered the timeline enough to make penis suits unnecessary.
Yeah, I'd like to think that was us that got rid of those.
You know, that could be true.
We altered the timeline by coming back into the past.
We should write to our mothers.
Gotta go back
Which
in
ones?
Time.
I do have a few of them in the trunk of my car if you want to buy one after the show.
What, mothers?
Suits and mothers.
Well, suits. I can find you a mother if you give me a week, though.
Wow.
Your mama's so fat when she puts on a pair of BVDs, they spell Boulevard.
Ooh. Wow.
One more. Let me hear one more, Mama.
So, but I'm sharing Mama's spell. Normally, when you're on the show, it's actually difficult to keep you from singing your usual ditties.
I thought
times.
You would never ask. Don't you want? Oh,
but,
what? What? Oh,
I want to invite. Maybe we.
Can we sing "Don't You Want a Mama"? We'll
I think that would be an excellent.
Yeah, there must be some duet that
we can
that
sing
could
back
be arranged.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll do a round.
Okay.
Okay. This section.
Oh no!
Okay.
I can never do rounds.
Is that what the question
Who's
wants to do?
Start?
A round.
Yes.
You're the artist.
It's your song.
I don't think a round will really work in this mm-hmm. in our time slot. Why don't you sing the song and the gentleman slash
women.
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 General.
The slash women.
I'll just follow you.
General robot. We'll sing. We'll improvise and sing backup.
Right. Okay. Sweetly, con gusto. Don't you want a mama? Take a look at mama. If you need a mama, well, mama, that's me. You don't have to. to worry. You can leave your troubles behind.
Like Betty White.
5, 6, 7, 8. If you need a mama, you don't have to wonder.
Oh, this is the Quincy theme song.
Stay right.
Oh, sorry.
I will throw this flip-flop at you.
No, I'm sorry.
I will throw this flip-flop at you.
All right, come on.
Just
5, 6, 7, 8.
No tienes preocupar. No tienes llamas. Adios. Don't you want a mama? You can take a look at what mama wants to see. MamaRama.net. Thank you.
Well, I see that the Latin explosion has caused you to expand.
Oh, yes, and I'm actually performing on Cinco de Mayo. It's a private party. It's for the Prasad Center's Art Parades auction. But I'm thinking of different Mexican-themed things I can do to mark the anniversary of the Battle of Puebla.
Talking about mama llamas certainly seems
right.
Like a reasonable thing.
Mamas and llamas.
Mama llama.
So during when you were singing the Quincy theme song, it actually occurred to me that not only can you probably do a fabulous Quincy, or fabulous...
I don't understand what this Quincy agenda is that you keep bringing up, because it has nothing to do with me or my theme song.
Can the band Paul N451 do a Quincy impression? I've always wanted somebody on the show that can do a Quincy impression. So one of you, please just say, that was no accident, Sam. It was murder.
Wow, it is just like chicken.
I can do a Felix Unger imitation.
What?
It gets us 70% of the way there.
Do we have a call?
No.
We don't have time for call. So, no impression?
Please. No, I barely watched that show. Who is this?
That's not my child.
The little boy is riding on the success of this impression.
That was the what was his name? Well,
apparently little Timmy is doomed to die from his inoperable cancer. Anyways, we want to really quickly thank the Paul N451. Their record release party this Thursday at the 31st Street Pub. Thanks as always, Sharon, Mama Spell. It's been a great show.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling in. And thank you, Eckerd, for being open 24 hours. I'll be there tonight for my effects tour. Please tune in next week, Tuesday at 11. Thanks for everything.
This is WRC Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.